The National Weather Service in Des Moines reports a 53-mile-per-hour gust was recorded at the Atlantic Airport at 4:25 a.m. Sustained winds to around 40 miles per hour were recorded through 5:05 a.m. and damage included a tree down near 5th and Lynn here in Atlantic. A community church billboard on North Olive Street was destroyed, and there were scattered other incidents, including a large piece of drywall flying across 7th Street from a construction site at Iowa Western Community College at around 4:25 a.m. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said Thursday that two Red Oak residents were arrested this week on drug charges. 25-year-old Robert Beals of Red Oak was taken into custody Tuesday and charged with felony possession of marijuana, fourth offense, and a valid warrant out of Montgomery County. Beals was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. And 47-year-old Candace Johnson of Red Oak was arrested Wednesday following a search warrant executed at a residence on Highland Avenue. Johnson was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. She was released on a citation and ordered to appear later in front of a magistrate. An Atlantic man was arrested Wednesday on a charge of criminal mischief in the fifth degree. According to the Atlantic Police Department, 24-year-old Justin Knutson was brought to the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. State environmental and agricultural officials are beginning to provide guidance to farmers who may have grain damaged by floodwaters along the Missouri River. Officials of the Iowa Department of Agriculture say the floodwaters came up slow enough that most farmers and businesses had time to move their grain. But they say the grain that was left behind likely won't be suitable for animal feed or human consumption. They say it can mold rapidly and contain toxins that are unsafe for livestock and wildlife. Officials say owners must test the grain and submit a plan to the Iowa Department of Agriculture if they wish to salvage it. The Iowa DNR officials say that few options exist for disposing of the grain because birds are especially sensitive to toxins in that grain. Iowa will receive more than $773,000 in federal grants to repair flood-damaged railroads in 11 counties. The grants were announced yesterday by Senator Tom Harkin, who says the floods of 2008 severely damaged the state's railroad system. A news release said the grants, which will be administered by the Iowa Department of Transportation, will be used to reimburse short line and regional railroads locally in Adair, Cass, and Pottawatomie counties. Harkin said the rail systems are crucial to the movement of goods between Iowa communities and to places outside the state. The Iowa DOT's Creston Construction Office reports that road construction work will reduce Iowa Highway 25 to one lane between Guthrie County Road F-65, or near Casey, and Iowa Highway 44 in Guthrie Center, beginning on August 22nd, weather permitting, of course. Officials say at that time a 16-foot lane width restriction will be in place in the open lane. Flaggers and a pilot car will be used to control traffic on Highway 25 during the closure. The roadway will return to normal traffic patterns when those workers are not present, and that project is expected to be completed by October 3rd. Officials of the Iowa Lottery said yesterday a Cass County man had claimed the top prize in the Monopoly Instant Scratch Ticket game. Craig Layton from Griswold claimed his $50,000 prize last Friday at the Iowa Lottery's regional office in Council Bluffs. He'd purchased his winning ticket at a convenience store there. Monopoly is a $5 scratch game. The players can win a prize by matching any of your numbers to the winning numbers. And if they find the top hat symbol, they win double the prize shown. Elsewhere in the news, authorities say a man accused of killing his wife and kidnapping their son is back in custody in Iowa from South Dakota, where he was taken into custody. The Iowa Department of Public Safety says Thomas Peterson of Green was returned to Iowa on Thursday. He's being held in the Butler County Jail in Allison, pending a court hearing today. Peterson is charged with first-degree murder in the June 4th stabbing death of his wife, Judy Peterson. Authorities say he fled with the couple's 2-year-old son. He was stopped by police near Kadoka, South Dakota, several hours later. A South Dakota judge signed the extradition order on August the 4th. And a state audit says many school districts have failed to reach the goal of smaller classes and higher academic achievement. The audit covered fiscal years 2006 to 2010 of the state's Early Intervention Block Program, which has spent more than $146 million over that period. The class goal is 17 students for kindergarten through third grade. The audit report, which was released yesterday, says some districts didn't have the paperwork to verify they had provided help for struggling students. The Iowa Department of Education officials say that the class size goal was merely that, a goal. Officials say the program gives districts some discretion on spending. KJAN News Time is 7:13.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcement, 79-year-old Stan Ewalt of Manning died Monday. Funeral services for Stan Ewalt will be today at 11 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning, with the Odie Funeral Home in Manning in charge of arrangements. 21-year-old Kayleen Amos of rural Cumberland died Tuesday. Funeral services for Kayleen Amos will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. 90-year-old Lila Kirkpatrick of Casey died Wednesday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. A funeral service tribute for Lila Kirkpatrick will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Casey United Methodist Church in Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. And 81-year-old Lillian Hunt of rural Elliott died Saturday. A celebration of life service for Lillian Hunt will be held August 26th at 11 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Red Oak. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.